We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. Nick Dab, baby. We the new label.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now this the black sheep sticking it to him. I need a crib like I'm Gatsby.
I need it
in hand, just understand my pocket's that deep. With nothing to prove, I ain't got nothing to do. And I can't compete and I got nothing to lose. You see, they told me I'm the one that's gonna benefit. Never been a threat. Talking out loud.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. And today we have a monster episode. And we are honored to be joined by the man, the number one contender for the 135 title in the UFC, Merab Dvalishvili, currently held by the opponent, the guy we don't like. We don't like this guy, Merab. No good, brother. We don't like Sugar Sean. That's the champ. That's who Merab is coming after. But before we get started with this interview, big ups to Alpha Book as the main sponsor for this interview with the man, the number one contender, Merab. Merab, I want to start by saying, how do you like living in Vegas, man?
I love it because number one is I'm getting best training here. I have my peace. I have, as you know, like, this is beautiful hotel here where we are. And if I want to have fun, go out with my friends, or I can always do that. But main is for me training, and I'm focused on that. And I have a good gyms here and good training partners, and I love living here in Las Vegas.
When you first moved to America, did you live in New York first?
Yeah, I moved to Long Island, New York.
That's where I'm from, New York also.
Wow.
Yeah, Long Island. Well, Queens originally, but my family lives in Long Island.
Okay, cool. It's right there. Yeah. Nice.
How'd you like it over there?
I love it, but it's cold, you know. And then when snow comes and you have to clean your driveway, and it gets freeze, the snow stuck everywhere. You can't really park. And I used to go Brooklyn and New York City a lot. I have to drive there because lots of Georgians live there. I have lots of friends there. Sometimes I have to pick some friends from my airport and I have to take care of them, you know. And it's like always busy. You know, New York, you know, you have to drive a lot.
Yeah.
It's always parking issue. And then training partners, man, here, Las Vegas, man, game changing.
Yeah, it's the best. I train over at Syndicate too. I see you over there, and man, you are a psychopath in a good way though. You are always training, always active. They call you the machine for a reason. But before we get into that, man, how'd you start MMA? What made you want to start MMA?
So first, I was training in judo and sambo. And after, I you know, it was some fights in Georgia. They was looking for volunteer fighters to who can just sign and then they can fight, you know, MMA. And I always want to test myself and try. And I fight first, and I feel love with MMA. You know, I realized that was my sport, and since that I started training in MMA, and I was fighting in Georgia, and I have a dream to move United States to and training here, get a couple of fights and go UFC. But when I moved here, Long Island, it was so hard, man. I don't know nobody. Nobody know me. I cannot get MMA fights. Cannot even find the MMA gyms before Cerro Longo. And it was tough, you know, everything was, I don't speak English, and but my goal was big. I stayed patient, I was working hard, and yeah, like 6-7 years later, I signed to UFC. Now I'm number one contender in UFC.
How old were you when you moved here?
22.
Damn. And immediately, were you close with Aljo right away? Because one of my favorite things about you, man, and I tip my cap to you, because I'm a big UFC fan, and I've seen in the past how many people end up fighting their friend, or they end up splitting camps because they have to fight their friend. But both you and Aljo, man, I think it's super cool that you guys didn't let money and titles get in the way of a brotherhood that you have. Because I've seen, and I've heard that you guys are, I mean, I see you guys at the gym together all the time.
Yeah, man. So when I moved here, 2012, I met Aljo 2013, like about 1 year later when I find my gym, Cerro Longo team. And yeah, since this, you know, Aljo, he was already high level fighter, you know, he was CFFC champion. And like soon, I think 1 year later or a couple of months later, he signed to UFC. And then, you know, I always look up to him. You know, he's a good fighter, good citizen, and good friend, a good teammate. And, you know, and then when I get better too, and I was training with him, you know, we became main training partners for each other. You know, we was, when he has a fight, he was sparring with me. And he was fighting, and whenever I have fight, I was sparring with him. And, you know, so we was more than like friends, because, yeah, we was main training partners, make sure when he has a fight, he don't get hurt. I don't cut him with my elbow or like something, like stupid mistake and injure him. Same thing, he never got me injured. I cut him one time, and like I elbowed him, like he was holding my back, and I knee him in the eye. Oh, actually, he did knee me one time. He cut me one time too. But what I'm saying is, we always support each other. You know, MMA, man, it's a very individual sport, and it's a new sport, and it's not like soccer team. You have a massage therapist, you have a coaches coming, you have like a whole team with you. No, we will be by yourself. Sometimes you have to travel, you have to fight. All you need is a training partner, you know. If you trust your training partner, and if you have push from your training partner, you will get better, you know. And that's how we grow up, you know. I believe, you know, Aljo, I was giving Aljo always push and hard round, and Aljo, I learned lots of things from Aljo, you know, I'm still learning, and, you know, we motivate each other always. So, and then when, of course, I never want to fight Aljo, you know, but we did came this point, Aljo was champion, I was the guy who was supposed to fight for the belt. But yeah, man, like, yeah, our friendship is more than money, and I thank God, I say no to this, and I don't ruin our friendship, and because it's a fight, you know, it's for legacy, you know. And yeah, so we are still best friends, and we still supporting each other. I was just his corner last Saturday, yeah. And I'm so happy for him. He got big win, and life is beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. And you're right about it. I see. Like, even me, I just do jiu-jitsu, and I don't go with just anybody, because some people are too wild.
Right.
I see when people see guys like you and Aljo, they want to try to test themselves because, oh, this UFC guy. And I can imagine how difficult it is to find partners. So when you do find it, that's why you gravitate to it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Even these new people or people like, I'm a UFC fighter, but I'm like, don't hurt me. I'm just a regular guy. You know, this is not competition. We are training, you know. Yeah. We have to train smart, you know. Exactly. Like, you have to be smart about it. Who you're training with. Yeah, it's very important because, I mean, I'm not getting too much injuries. Mm. But I was in Georgia and they told me to training with this guy, but the guy, I guess he was beginner and he hurt my shoulder and it takes me 6 months to heal up my shoulder, you know, because of stupid. Every time I get hurt because if somebody, they're not my trainer.
Yeah, no, you got to definitely avoid that, man, especially when you're at the level that you are. You mentioned Aljo, he just fought at UFC 300. What did you think of the whole pay-per-view?
Oh, great fights, all of them, top to bottom. It was great fights. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure Figueredo and Corey Garbrandt, but Figueredo did good job. Now I have to watch out to him. You know, he's in my weight class. Diego looks good. Brazilian Mexican.
Yeah, Lopez.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, Aljo did very good. You know, Calvin Kattar was defending good. Like he was just rather losing rounds than make mistakes. He don't give Aljo any chance to like submit, you know, because but Aljo was, you know, we'll see. Aljo dominate this fight. And then I wasn't surprised about Kyla Harrison. She's the beast.
Yeah.
She's really, really good. Yeah, I'm a little bit heartbroken about Jamal Hill because he's a good guy, good fighter, and I'm friends with him, and then he got lost. But we all know Alex Pereira, he's the killer, and he knocked Jamal. And Max Holloway fight was crazy.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway, that was insane. Yeah. I was surprised actually about this. I wasn't sure because Max Holloway, we all know he moved up. It's very hard to change the weight class, but he was looking good and he got the finish like that. That was insane.
Yeah, that was wild, man. What would you say was your favorite moment from the card?
You know, Aljamai Sterling's win and dominate win, man. I was there for my friend. I was cornering and so we did good job, I think. You know, of course Aljo was there, Aljo was fighting and he was doing, but you know, I was there for support and cornering him. Even Mark Zuckerberg was there and he was supporting us too. He did came after and he did congratulations to us. And then we're gonna training soon with Mark Zuckerberg, you know, either in California or in Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very into MMA. I know he wanted to have a fight before he got hurt, but it's cool to see people like that involved and interested in martial arts because it only helps grow the sport and then more eyes on people like you.
For sure, man. I mean, I respect every sport, but MMA is the best and number one, man. Like you asked me before, like before we go live, if I watch any sport, but I'm sorry, man. MMA is the best. It's very hard to focus and watch, and like, you know, this is like after MMA it's hard to watch other sport, but you know, and like my second favorite sport is soccer, you know, like now you're from Greece,
yeah,
from Georgia,
of course.
Georgia beat Greek in the soccer, and now we first time ever we are competing in European Championship, Georgian soccer team, and let's go Georgia, let's go.
Yeah, that was fun for you, not so much fun for me. But I know the one guy that plays for Napoli is very good.
Man,
he is unbelievable. I know Real Madrid wanted him at one point. He's a very big name, and it's good to have a guy like that.
And it's such a humble guy too, very humble and religion, you know.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of guys on that team are, from what I've gathered. I mean, just seeing from afar, but
yeah. This new generation, unique. This team now, Georgian, very like cool people, humble, like, you know, smart. Like I like this team now.
Yeah, you said something before about moving to Vegas. If anyone follows you on social media, they know you like to have a good time.
Oh yeah.
What was the after party like for 300? You do anything fun?
Not. Yeah, we go out like Aljo has after party. But I did okay, because I don't go crazy. Because, you know, next day I was supposed to training. And then I had lots of things to do. And I go home like 3 a.m. and wake up and training next morning. And I have lots of things to do. But last night I go out and I think I celebrate next day. More better.
It more, was, more than the
pay-per-view. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Vegas, like I said, I have good gyms, good training partners, and beautiful nature. You can be running to mountains and, you know, you can go Charles Mountains. There is snow there now, yeah, if you want. And if you want to go crazy, then there is so many clubs and so many things going on here.
Yeah, listen, Marab's not going to say it, but there's a lot of beautiful women in Vegas too. So you can go and you can have a nice,
like
good time.
Sometimes people are coming from Argentina, you know, here in Las Vegas. Yeah. And they just, you know, everybody coming here for vacation, you know, yeah, in Vegas, you know.
And it's cool because we live here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and everyone comes here to
in
visit.
In the other
so.
States, people are working. Even I used to live in New York, everybody working, everybody chasing dream. Here in Vegas, everybody want to have a good time.
Have a good time, yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually my wife will come here for vacation and I will catch her.
There you go. Yeah. Make sure she doesn't get away. UFC 301, that's going to be in Brazil, staying with like the theme of South America. They got a big name coming back to fight. Mr. Aldo.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm
how do you feel about Aldo?
I'm happy, but I'm supporting him. You know, I want him to win. He has a top opponent and style makes fight. And stylistically, it's going to be hard for Jose Aldo because the guy kicks hard.
Martinez,
he kicks hard and hopefully, Jose Aldo will be able to win this fight, and I'm happy for him. And you know, he's gonna fight in Brazil. That you know, he deserves to like his big retirement fight, and I'm always will support him. He's the legend, and when I was fighting him, you know, I wasn't care about losing. You know, I was just trying to my best to fight. You know, and then if I wasn't, you know, if Aldo beat me, I will be happy for him too, but you know, I'm glad I was able to win. And
that's definitely
how it goes, you know,
that's a good name to have on your resume and on that winning streak that you've been on. We'll get to that in just a second. The next pay per view after they just announced, they got some big fights for 302. Your countryman, Roman Dolidze.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be on there. And I like how close you guys are, the Georgia guys. You, Giga, Taporia, who's now the champion.
Yeah. Guram.
How do you feel about when you see your countrymen fighting? Because you guys are just making it bigger for your country and MMA over there.
Yes, man. We are a small country and we are warriors. We are tough people. And then we support each other, and I'm proud of my brothers. They're warriors, and I'm so happy for them. I always will support them, but they are, as you know, everybody doing good in UFC. And then I'm pumped every time they fight. You know, they fight, and I don't know if you see in social media, but when Ilya go in Georgia, it was crazy, man. Like so many people was celebrating in the street, and we did fight together last fight in Anaheim, and all country wake up 7 a.m. and they was in the streets. They was watching in TVs and either home or bars, or you know, they was watching. Whole country was up watching our fights, and everybody was happy and cheering for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. I remember, I don't know if they asked you or if they asked Ilya about which one of you is going to be the first champion.
Yeah.
And I think you both said it doesn't matter because the country wins. I thought that was cool.
Right, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so Ilya was doing press conference after his fight and I was same room. And they asked, who you think, who's going to win first? And Ilya said, I'm not compete with no one. And I grabbed the microphone too, brother. I said, you're going to go win because, you know, I was still waiting for, you know, and I said, anyways, it doesn't matter, brother. Yeah. I'm so happy for him. It's nothing. You know, I will be so happy, man. You know, I have my way, but Ilya, you know, he's my brother, and I will be more happy for him, you know.
Yeah, it's good to celebrate your friend's success, man, because then it comes back to you. It seems like you and Paulo Costa have become social media friends, and he's fighting a very tough opponent in Sean Strickland. How do you feel about Paulo and the back and forth, you guys? Because, man, you've become a rock star with your social media. And I think it's very important to market yourself. And I think that's another reason with your success, too. You're a hell of a fighter. But the UFC, it is a business. And you do need to grow, like, your personal brand. And you're doing a great job with all these videos and the memes. How did the back and forth with you and Paulo Costa start?
He stole my food, and
so that's a real story.
Yeah, he stole my food, and I'm like, one day I go UCPI to grab my breakfast, and it's gone. Where is my breakfast? I'm hungry, and then I lost a couple of times breakfast there, but and then Paulo Costa post in Twitter, he stole my food, and you know, of course, I was laughing, you know, like, but that's how it starts, you know. But he's so funny, you know. He's a big guy, and I guess he eats his breakfast, and he was still hungry, and he ate my breakfast too. And that's how it starts.
You know? Yeah,
it's all good, man. He's such a cool, and yeah, the fight against Strickland will be tough because Sean Strickland is very strong, and the guy is crazy, really, really crazy. You know, he's a good guy, but same time crazy guy. You know, and. Yeah, I don't know who I should support more, you know? And I like both.
Yeah, does it get hard for you sometimes when two people you know are fighting?
For sure. You know, I've been friends with Jamal Hill and, you know, like, and then I'm cool with Alex Pereira's team too. And then I get to know him, and then we were hanging out in the PPI, like we talking a little bit and stuff. And we met before, and we have mutual friends. And every time I was getting close with Alex Pereira, I was feeling weird because I gotta support either one, you know what I'm saying? It's very hard, but that's how we do, you know, it's a fight. And you know, sometimes my friends fighting each other, and it's MMA, it's a small community, we all know each other. But, like, you know, that's what we do, you know.
So, yeah, sometimes yeah. It's just going to happen.
But, yeah, like we said before, Aljo and me, it was different, man, because we are really best friends, main training partners. And I know how much he means for him, like, to this legacy. And, I was so happy for him. And I just, you know. I was just respectful for champion and for my friend, and it's all good, and I'm happy. We both made this decision, but it was supposed to be ending everything good, you know. Other than Aljo got knocked down against, he was supposed to go up anyways. Understand?
Yeah.
So and then, but unfortunately, yeah, they offered him a short notice fight against O'Malley and. Came up short.
Yeah, things like that happen sometimes. The fight game is vicious, man. You can't always get what you want. The last fight I want to talk about before we start talking about you and what's coming up for you, Islam Makhachev against Dustin Poirier for the 155 title, the lightweight title. You know, it's going to be Dustin's third time trying to win the championship, going up against Islam. How do you feel about this fight?
Man, Islam Makhachev is very strong, and it's gonna be very hard to beat Islam Makhachev at this time. You know, this guy is monster. He's something else. I mean, I heard he was winning some rounds against Khabib, and you can only imagine how strong he is. You know, of course, Khabib was different style. You know, Khabib was like dog. Islam Makhachev more technical. You know, but he's way way more stronger. And Khabib, and he has a beautiful technique, you know. And I think, you know, I like Dustin Poirier, but I think Islam going to keep a belt again.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think it's the Islam era at 155 for now.
Yes.
It's going to be tough to beat him. All right, let's get to what everyone wants to hear. Your next fight against O'Malley.
Let's go.
How you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm excited, man. I'm ready for fight next week. You know, I'm just waiting for date now, you know. They said in about 1 month or 2 months, we will know about like where we going to fight. And I'm more than ready, you know. I want to fight him last 7 years, you know, since he signed to UFC. But now it's the best time, right time. And I'm excited, man. It's only belt left for me and I don't have nothing else to prove. And now I'm going to fight for the belt and hopefully I'm going to win and make proud my people, my country, my team, and all the people around the world. You know, I have big support and, you know, let's go.
What would, when you go and you beat him, what do you think this does for your legacy?
Hey man, there is lots of good, great fighters. They never win UFC belt and they are great fighters, but UFC belt is, it's a belt, you know, UFC champion, you know. This is like a dream title. And I don't even dream about this, you know. I'm always focused on my next opponent and I'm always going step by step. And hey man, I'm coming from 10 fight win streak and I was working so hard all these years and this is right time and I'm ready. I'm more than ready.
Yeah, it was really interesting to follow because so many people, at least in the media, they were saying you were jeopardizing a lot by taking on the Jan fight and then Cejudo.
Yeah.
But I like how you were like, man, who's ever next? And you just steamroll through those guys.
Let's go. Yes. Hey, man, we all know how UFC works, you know. Sometimes they can push some fighters, like they push O'Malley. He's a great fighter, but, you know, he don't beat nobody from top 5 or top 10 other than fight Peter Yan and like me and everybody thinks he lost the fight. But he's a good fighter, you know. But so now they're pushing some other fighters. You know, that's always like this, but sometimes like some guy like Belal Muhammad or sometimes like me, guy has to go long way to fight for the belt. But, you know, it's all good, man. I love UFC and this is the best organization in the world and I'm happy to fight and represent UFC and I'm excited. Now it's finally here and I'm just focused on my future.
Hell yeah, man. And you did it the right way too. You just waited. You just kept working and you became undeniable. People would go crazy if they didn't give you the shot after all this time now. Let's not be ridiculous.
Right. Now, I think now people, when O'Malley win the belt and he called Ilya and he tried to go up weight class and people right away, everybody was commenting, everybody was talking shit about O'Malley. Like, you know, everybody realized he was trying to run away. And I think they tell O'Malley he should fight me. And that's why this fight's happened. And I want to tell all the people around the world, I appreciate you guys for your support. And thank you so much for, just do right things, you know, because we are fighting for you guys. And if not you guys, who we fight for? And then, so thank you guys for sometimes we need to like make right. You know, you guys have to show this even organization or some fighters to who they can fight, you know, that they, you know. So what I'm saying is he was trying to avoid my fight The people was pushing him and then now he know he don't have no other choice.
Yeah, everyone was going crazy, man. And even Topuria said, nah, you gotta go through Merab. You gotta fight Merab. We're not doing this ducking. You've been doing that all these years.
How about my videos then when I make fun of him because of that?
Dude, you know the first time I saw it, as I'm sure a lot of people did, I had to watch it 2-3 times because I thought it was really him.
Yeah,
that was a perfect guy that you found to clone him. The videos are awesome if you guys haven't seen them.
Yeah, because I trick people, you know, like because when I got, actually it's a real O'Malley, man. And then He's real O'Malley.
Bro. Oh, he is real. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to delete that part. You got the real O'Malley in that one.
I'm joking.
Let me ask you this, man. Pivoting away from this fight with O'Malley, what advice would you give someone that was your age when they moved to the States about wanting to be a professional fighter?
Just no rush. Whatever you do, you got to do 100%. You know, you got to just try your best. Always put hard work in, and right time will come. And you got to deliver it. You got to show up, and you got to be right time, right where. And you got to chase your dream, you know. Yeah, like I tell you before, it wasn't easy. You know, I was thinking the whole world was against me, you know, because it was so hard to deal with lots of things. But my goal was big, and I was working every day for my goal. And one day I was there, right time, right where, and I signed to UFC, and I changed my life, and I changed my family's life, and I gave so much motivation, lots of young generations and kids to maybe you come from small village, how like I come in from, but if you work hard, then everything is possible. So my advice will be just take your time, just trying to get better, like no rush, you know, like because you gotta think for future, you know, like not about tomorrow, because yeah, tomorrow you will fight and blah blah blah, but the MMA, it's a journey and it's a long career, you know. Yeah, maybe you win one fight, but this doesn't mean nothing. You have to keep winning in professional fighting shows, and you have to, after you will a couple big fights, you can sign to UFC, and then even you sign to UFC, you have to win, because if you just fight in UFC and you got lost, it doesn't mean nothing. So and then you have to keep winning, maybe sign second contract, and then maybe eventually if you can fight in top 15, but it's you know, but I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to stay in best shape and eat right, sleep right, and do my best, and then, you know. So advice is to continue this, you know, it would be just hard work, man. Hard work. So I know, like, there is lots of talented people, but they need to work hard. You know, same time, hard work plus. So talent plus hard work. You know, without hard work, you know, I don't think they go far.
No, that's definitely important, man, and also being like disciplined too. I'm sure, shit, as a martial artist, you know this, being disciplined. You got to train when you don't want to train.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have a couple bruises, you're banged up, you still got to go and get it done.
Right.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How much longer do you want to fight?
All my life. If you ask me, I want to fight
like
forever, man. Because, you know, this is the best feeling, man. You know, because it's, you cannot buy or you cannot feel this nowhere. Like, you know, like just all hard work's done, all the training, all the weight cuts, and the fight day comes, and your team is waiting, your friends are waiting, your family waiting, your people or your people around the world that you know, maybe in the arena, whatever the how many thousand people are, but you know the people are watching from around the world, and it's the feeling that you know the guy who you fight, this guy wants to kill you, he wants to punch you, and then it's this crazy feeling, man. When you win and represent your team or your country and your people, and just you know, just this feeling is the best. And now where I'm in this level, when you fight this level, man, you're making money. You can also like support lots of people, you know, and it's good. And also, you know, you can always say whatever it's in your mind, whatever you think it bothers you, and then, you know, just do good things, you know, with this, you know. Just I want to, you know, this is the best, man. The fighting and fighting this level is the best.
Oh, man. For me, I've always said this, and I'm not saying it because you're on the show. There's not an athlete I respect more than an MMA fighter. I think those, you guys are crazy, man. Like, to do what you do, and then, you know, I can only imagine what Max Holloway was feeling at the end of that fight. Like, he felt like he was the coolest guy in the world at that moment, like, after what he did, and the place going ape shit and going crazy, like, and you've had those explosive moments too, where you get a stoppage or you get a dominating win.
But sometimes you have a different feeling, so also, because when I win against Jose Aldo, and I was happy, and I look, and he was down, and he was crying. I'm like, I go, and I say, come on, get up. And like, you know, I have respect, you are the best, you know, like, you don't have nothing to prove, whatever. And he said, I'm done. And now I cannot fight for the belt, and now I have to finish career. I was so sad, and I'm like, I wanted to give my win back, you know. It's just, you know, and it's like this crazy sport, you know. I'm not always happy, you know. And you know, I mean, other than Jose Aldo, I was always happy. But exactly, man. MMA is like, it's crazy sport.
It's a wild way to want to make a living, man. And congrats to you for turning this into a hell of a career. What I have over here, Marab, I have some hats here, that UFC hats that we would like for you to sign, that Alpha Book and yourself are going to give away to two lucky winners. The hats that Marab is signing are UFC hats.
Nice.
And we have two of them. Okay. It's going to go to two lucky winners. And the way you can win these hats, first of all, you have to follow Alpha Book on Instagram, like their last post. And this is going to be fun. You have to tag two friends you think can beat Marab in a fight. I don't think you guys can, but as you see there on the screen, he has.
They can try.
My money is going to be on Marab, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So like their post. Tag two friends who you think can beat Marab in a fight, and the winner will be drawn next Wednesday on the Alpha Book social media.
Let's go. There is my signatures on this beautiful UFC hats, and you guys can win this. Good luck. So,
yeah, leave those.
One. I'm going to keep it one.
Yeah, we'll keep that like that. All right, Marab, before we let you go, man, thanks again for your time. This has been awesome. Shout out to Alpha Book for getting us this interview.
Thank you, Alpha Book.
Welcome to a segment called Ping Pong. Alpha Book has challenged you, Marab, to participate. This is rapid fire. So basically, I'm going to ask you questions and you just answer them. Okay. Pretty, you know, not too much, one or two sentences, whatever comes to mind. Your favorite fight from UFC 300?
Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje.
Your four favorite fighters of all time?
Fourth. So we're gonna go 4-3-2-1.
However.
Oh, four. Ah, yeah.
Any four.
Four,
if you wanna rank them, cool, that's extra.
Ah, yeah, okay. First, I will say Georges St-Pierre.
Nice.
The second, John Jones. Third, Demetrius Johnson. And fourth, Jose Aldo.
Very nice. That's a very, very solid list there. Who do you think is the most underrated fighter in the UFC?
Let me think. I mean, like underrated, like the good guy, but nobody knows.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think Bautista. He's in my weight class.
Oh, Mario.
Yeah, Mario Bautista. He's good, man. I gotta watch out the guy, man. Yeah. He's coming. So, but it's crazy. He has like 6-fight win streak or something, and like not many people know about this. And then they don't push this guy to fight for the belt. But I know some other guys because of, like, I don't want to say reasons, but they are pushing the guys to fight for the belt. But like, come on, Bautista is most underrated. All right, how do you say?
Yeah. No, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Flip side. Who's the most overrated?
Overrated. Ah, so most hyped, right?
Yeah.
Let's think. Most hype. Patty Pimblett, maybe?
Ooh. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah, I would agree, man. I would agree. How do you envision your fight ending with Sean O'Malley?
Like this, man. All I care is this, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Man. You know, I don't want to hurt people. I'm going to take him down, maybe hug, backshill him. But like some days I'm thinking to beat him Mexican style, man. You know, I always love Mexico, but now I came adopted Mexican now, you know. And then I want to beat O'Malley like Mexican style, you know, just punch his beautiful face. Like he thinks beautiful. He has a beautiful face because he called me ugly. So it's okay. He can be beautiful. I can be ugly. No problem. I don't have no problem about this, you know.
What do you like most about working with Alpha Book?
First relationship, they've been so professionals and they super cool, you know. It's a high level company and I like work with them.
I don't like this next question. I didn't come up with it, I have to be honest. But how far will Georgia go in the Euro Cup? And you know, it's because you be my team, so I'm just saying.
I will support Georgia, it doesn't matter what. I mean, everything is possible. It's a sport, man. The ball is... circle.
Yeah.
And then we have Kwicha Kwaratskhelia and we have some other guys, Suriko Dawitashvili and people like that. And we have big hearts and everything is possible. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe first it would be good if we go out from the group, you know, that would be the best, you know, I think. I mean, that would be already a big win, you know, for us, I think. And then of course after we're gonna try our best.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, you've seen there's been a lot of upsets in the past in soccer, so especially in those tournaments.
Hey, if we beat your team, Greece, and now we can do everything, brother.
Yeah. No good. You're a professional fighter, so I'll let you slide on that one. Blackjack or roulette?
Roulette.
What is your favorite soccer team?
Georgia team.
These next couple questions, Marab, are from fans. What's the best advice you got when you were younger, before you became a professional fighter?
My advice will be for, like, so to give advice for younger people?
No, advice that you got when you were younger. What would you say was the best advice?
So it's hard to answer because it's so hard to think about this, but okay. I will say this, I born and grew up in a village and I moved to capital city when I was 9, and in village, you know, everybody in village, we have farms and we have fruits trees, you know, like, and then apple trees and pine, no, not pine, sorry, and, you know, the berry, you know, cherry trees and nuts and other fruits, you know. And then, you know, when you're a kid, you're stalling some neighbor has some strawberry. You know, you go in your neighbor's garden and stole strawberry. You jump to the other neighbor's garden and you stole watermelon or whatever. Then my father always telling me, don't never do this. Don't stole nothing. You know, it just don't do this, you know, because when you're a kid, you think it's funny and it's not, you know, every kid does this, but my father was very strict about this. Don't store anything. That just work hard and just hard work. And then Tao advice from my father to just, you have to earn it, everything. You know, you have to work hard and don't cheat. Don't try to store somebody's stuff. And yeah, don't use people like stuff like this. You know, I will say this, man. You gotta, if you want something, you gotta work hard for it and you have to earn it. You have to deserve it. If somebody give you that, it's not same, man. When you earn something, this is the best feeling, man.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. That's awesome. How do you feel about Conor McGregor?
Hey, I love Conor McGregor, man. You know, he's a great fighter, and he did so much for our sport. And he's funny, man. You know, he loves fighting. He's a real good fighter, but he loves the good life, you know. And I have so much respect for him. He's coming back now. He's going to fight again. And I have only good things to say about him, man. It's very hard to have a couple million dollars. You just have this good lifestyle and you're still chasing your dream to be fighter and keep fighting in this high level. Against these high-level fighters, and it's tough, and I have so much respect for him.
There you have it, guys. The interview with Merab, the number one contender, bantamweight, UFC future champion. We're going out and saying that now. Special thanks to Alpha Book for sponsoring this episode and this entire segment. Merab, this was fun, man. Thanks for coming on the show. And let the people know your social media and where they can find all the craziness that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, simple as that, you know, Merab Dualishvili everywhere, Instagram, TikTok, X, Facebook, YouTube, Merab Dualishvili. Just go. And yeah, like you said, I have funny lifestyle and I'm putting everything right there. You guys, I'm not hiding nothing. You know, that's it. You can enjoy, watch everything you want.
I appreciate you, man. You're a good man. Hell of a fighter. Everyone knows that. And I think more and more people are seeing your personality and you're becoming a bigger star. So good luck in your next fight. I'll be seeing you around at the gym.
Yes.
And for everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time.
Let's go.
In his element, I'm a gold medalist, bronze like your medal is. So many deer in headlights, but it's bedtime. Hear that supper bell, main course, beat of venison.
Zap. Most dangerous game. Either kill or be killed.